You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your host, George Papazov.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast, helping you develop the winning mindset of professional traders. I am your host, George Papazov. If you've not already done so, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And if you're not a member in our free trading room, join us now at community.tradeproacademy.com and trade and learn with their team every day. In today's episode, I'll be talking about account blowouts, setbacks, really after days, weeks, or even months of small success. Why does it always go so wrong? And why do we give back so much progress in so little time? I make a daring conclusion and help you find the root cause and even suggest a cure to all of this. This episode was fascinating for me to plan and record, so I really hope you enjoy it too. Let's dive into today's show. So you know how it goes. You turn the corner, you start to experience small daily successes, you start to get more confident, you know, you believe in yourself, you are doing it, you're living the dream. Finally, after all this work, you finally turn the corner and there's no looking back. One day you wake up and maybe you're a bit unsure in your gut. You have that feeling of uneasiness, but your past success motivates you. You look at yourself and you look at your results to remind you that, look, I've come a really long way. You might even watch some motivational YouTube clips to get yourself in the mood. You know those like coaches that are charged up in the locker room, maybe some Tony Robbins, whatever positivity you rely on. You watch it and you hype yourself up and the trading day starts. Shake off the butterflies and you put on your first trade. Although deep down, you still got a little bit of hesitation. But you're fired up, so you're in your first trade. You get stopped out on a low tick. And then the market immediately goes your way after you're shaken out. You buy it again, this time at the top, and you get stopped out again as the market drops. You say to yourself, you know what? I got to get back this loss. You know, something's off, but I'm going to fix this. You size up. You go in there and you put a bigger contract size on. You got to make it back. You can't close down for the day. You were doing so good up to this point. But you lose again, bigger this time because you increase your size. You size up again, but you lose more until you say to yourself, all right, where am I at? You look at your balance and you're down 50% of your account. This time, it feels more serious. And you say to yourself, I just want to get back to break even. I don't want to continue giving up this success I've had. So I'm going to size up even more. I'm going to take a bigger trade, more shares, more options, more futures contracts. But you lose again. The next trade, you get a pop-up that says on your broker, you do not have enough margin for this trade. So you say, all right, I'm trading too big. How much can I get? You keep clicking to buy as much as you can until you get that pop-up. You scale down. All right. Same message. You blew out your account. And you didn't even notice until that message popped up. Once the emotions wear off, your cortisol decreases. It's your stress. Your adrenaline comes back to normal. All right. You realize you screwed up logically. When your logical thought is restored and your emotions cease, you start to think, what went wrong? You might feel a little bit sick in your stomach, but you start thinking to yourself. You say, hey, something went wrong here. How could I do this? How could I be here again? How could I give up all of this consistency I've had over days, weeks, months, and give it all back in a single day? This is what I want to explore today, and I really needed to go in depth, like to that detail with the story. So is I wanted to pull some feelings into the present moment, you know, of this situation that, you know, it's a real time discussion I want to have, but I wanted to pull out that circumstance under which, you know, we don't get help. We just sit there and we think to ourselves, how is this possible? We're all alone. We don't talk to people about this and try to solve it on our own. I want to get you in that mindset. And I'm sorry, it hurts. I know the feeling, but it's necessary. So how do you get there? The reality of this situation is that there's really only two things and two possible reasons to be in this situation in the first place. All right. And we're going to talk about each one of them. One of them is going to be most of the rest of the episode. Another one's going to be a super quick outro. All right. Reason number one that this happens, these sudden account blowouts that take away a lot of your success and consistency on the longer stretch. Reason number one is that there's a lack of discipline in you as the operator. Okay. And often it's a mindset issue. And you're listening to the Mind Over Markets podcast. You know, we're going to talk about psychology in a little bit. Reason number two is you don't have a strategy. And if you do, you're not following it. And you got lucky in the period that you did good. But it isn't that you actually made the money deviating from your strategy. It's that you borrowed it with a long enough timeline, it's going to get back to the market. All right, what you did was hit a hot streak and accumulate borrowed money. And at one point, the market calls, says, I want it all back. All right, and I know it sounds basic. Can this massive thing that, you know, plagues the retail trader really be so simple? Can it really just be down to these two things? Well, the most deep problems are actually rooted in extreme simplicity, especially in trading. So let's unpack the first one, the lack of discipline. All right. Lack of discipline, and we did a great show on this, on why it's so hard to be disciplined as a trader. Go into our website at podcast.tradeproacademy.com and type in the word discipline, and you'll find that episode. It's a recent one. And this lack of discipline is really blamed as the cause of losing money in the market. Now, you got to listen to that episode to go further into that topic. But lack of discipline is actually a symptom. And in the other episode, I told you why discipline and a lack of it isn't a bad thing. That's actually what you're taught to do your whole life. And that's a revealing, shocking truth. But a lack of discipline is the symptom. The actual cause is much deeper than that. All right. You know, there's a few things I'm going to suggest here. Number one is conflicting wealth values or a money mindset that's not prepared to receive success. All right. These are very important things. If you think that wealth is something that you don't, you know, have access to, if you think wealth is something that's going to make you worse, you know, money is the root of all evil, is the quote everyone brings up. It's misquoted. It's for the love of money is the root of all evil. It is not money that is the root of all evil. But if you have values about wealth that don't allow you to experience it for yourself, of course you're not going to be disciplined. Because the moment that you seek, or the moment that you get close to having wealth, is the moment that you're going against the values that you've been raised with. All right. The other one's a lack mindset. You know, if your self-worth is in a situation where, you know, you believe in lack, you think in the world there isn't enough. You know, you think people who have more than you are luckier, and there's reasons that you can't do it. And you put yourself as, you know, here's my self-worth down here. And the kind of money that this trader I was being the last couple weeks is up there. It's going to regress to the mean, and you're going to get back to that lack mindset. Okay. You're going to get back to the self-worth that you believe that you deserve. And even if that means, you know, breaking your discipline, because you're not breaking discipline by losing all the money that you made. You're actually getting back to where the thermostat was set in terms of the self-worth. It brings you back to where you've set it. All right. The other reason is fear of losing. Now, this is all comes down to risk avoidance. You know, if you are afraid of losing money, and if your program of dealing with money is to avoid risk, wherever you've learned that in your past life, you know, trading is just going to be a manifestation of risk avoidance, and you're going to continue avoiding risk. And unfortunately, you can't be profitable if you just avoid risk, right? You're going to have to make some high probability trades as well. There's got to be an opportunity focus also in addition to this risk avoidance. All right. Another, you know, cause of lack of discipline is fear of failing. And so if you're afraid of failing in the moment of actual failure, where you start losing a trade, you know, you trigger fear. What does fear do to you? It makes you trade not your plan, but it trades your emotions. And this fear of being in failure turns into a lack of discipline, which loses money, right? And ultimately brings you failure. It's funny how that works. Another one of these causes of a lack of discipline is actually fear of succeeding. Now, we did a whole podcast on this, so I'm not going to go too much in depth on it. But if you go on our podcast, the TradeProAcademy.com website, and you punch in fear of success, it's a must listen for you. All right, because fear of failing is much more common to other people, but some of us never even considered that there might be a fear associated with actually being successful. All right, what if that escalates me at too high of a level? What if I lose my friends because I'm so successful? What if people see me different? I don't want to stand out. I want to fit in. I'm a human. I'm tribal. This is what human beings want. Well, this fear of success manifests in you losing things. And once again, getting back to who you are as an identity, where your mindset is, and what your self-worth is set on the thermostat as. And another reason, lastly, that you know there's a breakdown or a lapse of discipline is doing it for the wrong reasons. All right, you're trading, but you're not trading because you want to do this as a career. You're trading because your friend is making so much money in Bitcoin that you just had to try this because you're tired of hearing how rich he's gotten. Right, that's the wrong reason. This isn't for gain. That's a lack mindset. You're trying to do something because somebody's doing good and you're not, versus you're trying to do this for positive reasons like build a better home, you know, retire, spend more time with your family. Those are good reasons. Doing it because someone else is and you aren't, bad reasons. Right? The hard part about these six things I mentioned is that you have to admit to yourself and accept the responsibility to change one of these things. It might be one thing that's causing you to break discipline. It might be all of them for some people, and it doesn't matter. But all six of these things lead ultimately to self-sabotage, which triggers the action of breaking discipline, right? You're not being undisciplined because that was your plan. You're being undisciplined because that's the vehicle that's going to get you to who you've convinced yourself that you are, right? And the problem with discipline is that it's assumed to be a calculated, logical thing, that you have control over it, something we control in our conscious awareness. But discipline really is only possible if you've aligned your values and beliefs that you are already a successful trader now, even before the results come. All right, if you don't believe the statement that I am a successful trader, how can you ever be disciplined like a successful trader? All right. This is because the moment one of the six things above is triggered, it's such a deep, like a primal human reaction that it turns off the part of your brain that's responsible for discipline. All right. Discipline's logical. Discipline's not going to help you survive. It's fight or flight. And you don't get to be rational about this. All right. Luckily, though, this whole fight or flight protection mechanism, when you trigger a breakdown of discipline because of the six reasons above, all right, luckily it's the reason it's 2021 and I get to talk to you on this podcast and you get to listen because we've come this far. It's a survival mechanism. So how do we fix these deeper rooted problems? I'm going to suggest some ways and then we're going to go through each one of the six and I'll help you ask yourself some questions with each one of them that'll help you uncover what is really the root cause, right? What is the real problem which is manifesting itself through broken discipline? So you can stop trying to fix the lack of discipline and you fix the thing causing the lack of discipline. And the problem of not being disciplined goes away literally just like that. Amazing, right? So here's how to fix deeper rooted problems that manifest as a symptom of a lack of discipline. You know, everything we know, we learned someday. At somehow, somebody taught it to us. Some way we've learned what we know. You know, human beings are actually born with two fears. And I learned this just last year. And it was mind-blowing. I've honestly spent hours trying to disprove this. And I proved it by not being able to disprove it. Human beings are only born with two fears. Sudden sounds and fear of falling. All right, every other fear that we have, we've learned somewhere along the way in our life. You know, and I didn't have to, really, for me, the proof that this was real is having a son, having a baby boy. It's like, if you make a sudden sound, he'll look at you no matter where he is. You know, if he's falling, knock on wood, I'm not going to admit that I've ever made him fall, but he looks uncertain. Even if he's just falling backwards on his butt, there's a moment there where he's like, oh, he's actually afraid. Every other fear that he's ever going to learn in his life, Isaiah, my son, somebody's going to teach him. All right, that's a really, really important realization. Because if we've learned every other fear, all right, we could learn something new to replace that program, to replace that belief. So to fix any of these above causes of discipline breakdown, we need to really go back to how we learned these negative emotions to begin with. So what I've done, yeah, it's not a list, but it kind of is actually. I've actually prepared some questions for each of the six deeply rooted problems that manifest as discipline to help you do a deep dive into yourself and really uncover some amazing things you might not even have known about yourself, ultimately. So let's get into it. Number one, conflicting wealth values or a money mindset. All right, here are some questions you should ponder on. You get a notebook if you're a logical type and do a little page for each one of these. If you really want to go in and do some personal development, you can do a notebook on each one of these. You literally could have one. But ask yourself these questions. Book some time where you can have some self-reflection alone, all right, where you're free of disturbances. And really go in and be truthful with yourself, all right? You're in your head. It's a safe space. Nobody will ever know what you're thinking in there, all right? So with conflicting wealth values and money mindset, where did I learn money makes you evil? All right, where did I learn wealth and money is for lucky people? All right, where did I learn about wealth in general? When did I learn about money? And what was I taught about it? All right, start there, and you're going to be able to uncover your wealth values and where you are at the moment with your money mindset. Be truthful in this. Don't answer how you think you should to give yourself a passing grade. Answer where you are at the moment, so it could help you uncover areas of opportunity. So this doesn't turn into a breakdown of discipline, because you don't fix your wealth value. Your wealth value is that you don't deserve wealth. Later on, you start trading, you start making some of it. Now you're actually away from who you are, and you have one big blowout day, and you get back to who you believe you are. All right, that's what's going to happen if you just gloss over this and don't spend time actually reflecting on it. All right, for number two, lack mindset and self-worth. All right, this is what we're talking about here. These questions are deep. Where did I learn what my value is? All right, who do I allow to tell me what I'm worth? When did I decide what I was truly worth? All right, ask yourself those questions. And for those of you that are driving at the moment, please don't take notes. Dangerous. I don't condone it. You should put a little risk disclosure here. If you're driving while listening to this podcast, we assume no liability for any damages caused to yourself or other persons. Please call your insurance company. I don't know. That wasn't in the notes, but I thought it'd be funny. We're going to make these available at podcast.tradeproacademy.com under this episode's show notes. This entire list with questions for you to work through. Number three, fear of losing and risk avoidance. This is an important question. Where did I learn about loss? All right, what is my past response to significant losses? How do I respond? And what is my strategy for coping with loss? All right, these are super important things, because what you're going to get is a template of how you've worked within losing and taking risk in the past, and that template is exactly how you're dealing with it in trading. Because where you've learned it before is probably how you're applying it now. Unless you've learned something different to change your programming, what you knew before is what you know now. All right, and how you do one thing is how you do everything. One of my favorite quotes. Next one's fear of failing. Number four, where did I learn about failing? All right, what was my first big failure? What were the consequences? What good things happened because I failed? do I believe failing is good or bad? All right, these are the questions designed to help you uncover some issues with working with failure or being in failing situations. All right, let's proceed on to number four. And this one's big, fear of success. All right, questions are pretty similar as the prior ones. Where did I learn about success? What do I believe success is? All right, this is for you, not what other people think. What do I believe success is? It's a question you want to ask yourself. How do I deal with success? Right? Am I comfortable being successful? How do I feel about success? All right, and these questions are important that you ask yourself them exactly the way that I've written them. The last one here is doing it for the wrong reasons. This is number six. This one's going to be pretty straightforward, but it does have the most questions, not surprisingly. All right, here we go. Why am I really doing this? Is it the money? Is it the schedule? Is it being able to be free from corporate life? Why am I really doing this? What is most important to me about trading? What would happen if I stopped? How would I feel? What am I gaining by trading? And what am I missing by trading? All right, answer these questions to yourself in quiet reflection and in a space where you give yourself time to think, free of distraction. All right, if you ask yourself these questions for each one of the six things we talked about, you're not going to have to worry about dealing with a break of discipline because you're going to know the root cause of that break of discipline. Working on the root cause is the elimination of breaking discipline, right? For any of these six reasons, rather than finding some temporary logical solution that isn't going to work anyways on how you should be more disciplined. All right, because what do most traders do? They read books, they go online. How do I fix my trading discipline? And then you get, you know, funny lists like have a maximum risk that you're going to take each day. All right. Have a trading plan. Follow it. Have an edge, a statistical edge, that is, not just any edge. Like these kind of things that, you know, are great, you know, in theory, fantastic, obviously. But you're not breaking your discipline because you don't have a logical mind. You're breaking your discipline because your subconscious mind is forcing you and overriding your logic. At the logical level, a breakdown in discipline can never be fixed unless we find out what's causing the breakdown of discipline and what we're gaining by it. All right, because the way we are as humans right now, all of us, with our values, with our mindset, with our beliefs, with the environment we've created for ourselves, the people we surround ourselves with, all right, all of these things is things that we've coded for ourselves. And when we break the discipline, we get the thing that serves those beliefs. All right, the break of discipline gets you what you've programmed yourself to expect. All right, it isn't that we're not being disciplined, it's that we're straying away from our true belief. So if we're afraid of losing money, all right, the moment that we lose money, we have less of it, and we say to ourselves, oh my gosh, this is why I don't take risk, and I've been trained myself to avoid it all my life. Stop taking risk. Emotion gets high, right? You break your discipline. If your fear of succeeding 3 weeks in a row, you have success, and you say, I can't handle this success. What will I do without a consistent paycheck? How will I tell my significant other that our whole family is now relying just on me and not a job that I work for? Oh my gosh. Poof, you break discipline, those 3 months of profit are gone. And now you're back to the place that you expected to be based on your values. You see how this works? At the end of the day, getting to the bottom of these issues and resolving any of your past negative experiences in your life, reaffirming your values and your identity will do a lot more for your discipline than writing some boring rules that you get online. And I gave you some examples. But here are some ones I thought of before. Always follow the plan. lose only $500 a day max. I love that one when people have that. It's like you're telling yourself to lose a certain amount. Trust your analysis. That's another favorite one. Predefined risk on every trade. Now, this is from a really big trading book. So I guess I am kind of knocking it, but, and I'm not knocking it. Yes, this is helpful, but only helpful when you've worked with your root causes. This list is relevant if you have a root cause you haven't addressed yet. Because you, no matter what you write, you're not going to follow this. You're going to break your discipline. Then you're going to just be disappointed. Another one is, I act on my edges without reservation or hesitation. Blah, blah, blah. It's all logical stuff. So you can think you can do that. And then you encounter the emotion of when you lost your new toy when you were 7 years old. And your parents screamed at you for hours. You got grounded. And they said, you don't deserve new toys anymore because you lost your other one. So I'm not buying you anything else. All right, guess what? Now you're trained to avoid losing your entire life as a result of something that happened when you were seven. What do you think happens when you lose? You think you're going to act rationally and say, all right, follow the plan, trust your analysis? No. All right, absolutely not. You're going to trigger the animal brain to that seven-year-old learning lesson where you learn not to lose stuff because then you get nothing afterwards. You say, I can't lose. Can't lose anymore. You get super protective. All right. Find and fix the root cause. And it's always psychological. This is why we started this podcast as a trading psychology podcast, because I honestly, you know, at the time when I started with Mark, we talked about this. We're like, this is really the only way we're going to help anyone. We can have a podcast on trading strategy and we'd spend 100 episodes and people would just get a manifestation of the results that they already believe in their head, not what we teach them. All right. Trading success is always the last step before you hit consistency is working on your trading psychology. It's always what it takes to get to that next step. This is why it's a trading psychology podcast, because this is how we can actually cause the most amount of impact, right? And then when you fix all these root causes or the one that's holding you back and causing breakdown in discipline, then being disciplined is what's left. It's really effortless. It doesn't need rules. When what you're doing aligns with who you are, you don't need rules, right? You're already the person who is the perfect manifestation of the rules, all right? So that's number one. This is what I wanted to suggest, is these six areas and root causes that cause you to actually have a lack of discipline and a breakdown, and give you some questions to help address each one of them. Now, all six might not pertain to you, or none of them might pertain to you, or all of them might. It's okay. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're investing the energy to really do some deep reflection and find out about yourself. These are questions some people don't ask themselves their whole life. All right? Imagine what a powerful being you'll be with some of those answers. The second part of this, like I told you, remember when we went back to the beginning of the podcast, we said breakdown disciplines really for two reasons. Lack of discipline in you as the operator, and we said it's a mindset issue. Psychology driven. We just went through that whole list. The second part is you don't have a strategy and you're not following it and you just got lucky. At the end of the day, you could be like the most abundant human being in the world. You know, when you think about where did you learn losing, you know, you didn't learn it ever, because to you, it's like risk is an opportunity. You know, no fear of failing. I learn from my failures. Even if I fall, I'm falling forward. You know, I love success. I'm doing it for the right reasons. My mindset's up here. My self-worth is a trillionaire and I have wealth values. All right, that's great. But if you don't have a strategy and you haven't applied yourself for long enough to read the charts to come up with a system that works, none of that matters anyways. But with a person with that mindset, we'll already know that they have to invest in themselves to find a strategy that works. And that investment's time, most importantly, and then maybe some capital to take a course or to be in a group of people who could teach them quicker. The most abundant people don't like to learn from the internet. They'll like to find a community of like-minded people and learn from them. Because once again, just like all these lack of discipline root causes, anything other than loud, sudden sounds and falling, you've learned from somewhere, including trading, right? Not having a strategy or not following it, you know, there's no long-term edge. The thing is, if you fix the root cause of those six things, you can't be successful without a strategy. But that's the simplest part. All right, that's the simplest part, is to get a trading strategy that works. The hardest part, and this surprises a lot of new traders, is following the damn thing. All right, and at TradePro Academy, we've got a development program, not just for your strategy. Yes, that's there. We can give you an edge with order flow trading and options, stocks, and futures. But more importantly, we work with the psychology for you as the operator. Our trading psychology courses are based on advanced neuro-linguistic programming concepts called NLP. And they're designed to work because they get to the root cause. We don't work with the symptom like other places. We work to help you address the root cause. Those top six things are scratching the surface. There's a lot of other deep work that you could do to give you instant solutions versus investing in new strategies, indicator systems. All right. In our community, we embrace psychology. We know that to succeed, you got to be, you know, you got to have an abundant mindset. You got to have a strong psychology. Why? Because our community is doing it. These are the things we practice every day. And in society as general, we're so trained on curing symptoms, all right? It's always easier to cure the symptom when it presents itself than it is to go and address the root cause. It's easier. And to address the root cause, you have to be a cause. And that's an important thing as well. And this is where we start with in the psychology course, is shifting to a cause mindset. If you want to learn more about that on the podcast, episode number one is a must listen. All right, so check us out at TradePro Academy and our trading psychology course based on NLP concepts, and take your trading to the next level. That's all for today's episode. I actually batch recorded, so that is all for today's episodes, the last one I'm recording. Thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, please share it with a friend or someone who would find this message helpful on their trading mindset journey. And if you enjoy listening to the show, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. We'd be grateful, and we read all of them personally. And lastly, please join our free trading room at community.tradeproacademy.com and learn and earn with us and our community. Until next time, everyone, good luck and good trading. Manage that risk and trade like a trade pro. Take care and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.